Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, when I was in the Navy back in 1812, in you know, when we were putting the sails up in the Navy.
All right.
We can sell the five C's. You know, that's a graduate school system today. There's seven C's. And so I was stationed in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Give a shout out to our Brooklyn listeners there. And of course, you don't have a lot of home cooking when you're in the. They did cook a lot of food, but it just wasn't home cooking. But I found out because I'd ride a bus from Brooklyn Shipyard, mm-hmm. and I would ride it to the subway, and then I'd catch the subway over into Manhattan. I'd get out about 33rd Street, something like that, by the USO, and I'd walk over to the Avenue of Americas, I guess, because they had a restaurant there mm-hmm. called Bojangles Chicken. Oh my goodness! I'd eat their chicken, okay, but their biscuits. Oh,
that's old school. Bojangles is old school. I don't even know they're still around, but that's
they are because I'm. I was just coming back with Donna from our anniversary, and we saw a Bojangles. That's why I'm talking about it.
Oh,
and it was still just good, and I'm like. I'm trying to convince Donna. Right?
Yeah, we need it. The car.
Let's go eat at this chicken joint.
Yeah, right.
She looks at me like, "What? No, this is Bojangles." And then finally, she conceded. You know, she's like, "Okay," you know. And we went there, and we both enjoyed it. But anyway, so they cook their biscuits like with yeast, and they got this real fluffy, bready biscuit. It's so good. So you know, I'm young. I'm in the Navy, and just wanted some of those biscuits, and so I go down there. And go out to catch buses and subways. And at that time, the streets weren't as safe as they are today
on
New York. Oh, believe me, it was a bit different than then. Anyway, so then I get to Bojangles and I order a whole box of biscuits. I'm at like six or eight biscuits. I'm just going to eat these biscuits, you know. That's back when I had a 28 waist. Look what biscuits do to you.
Right.
Anyway. Remind me to tell you about my doctor's visit. Anyway, so they give me this big box of biscuits. And at that time, there was a mansion that somebody had donated to the military. Mm-hmm. It was right there, I think, on Avenue of Americas. And you could stay there for like 12 bucks.
Oh, wow.
You know, but it was just like, you know, communal type, these big, huge, you know, a mansion in New York is huge as it is, you know, anything.
Yeah.
You know, but it had these huge, you know, 16-foot ceilings and this old libraries and these big, huge rooms. There's no doors on the place, you know, and it was on the different bedrooms and all that kind of stuff. But you had several different racks, old metal beds, you know, in there. But, you know, for going to the city, you could stay and survive, you know, stay in the city for like 12 bucks or something. And so I ate all these biscuits. And I'm like, oh, man, they were so good. I enjoyed every one of them. And so then I go to the mansion, you know, eventually get to the mansion thing. And I go there, I give my 12 bucks or whatever it was. And I go and there's a rack in this room, a bed, and several of them. There's like a lot of different rooms in there. And you can hear hard floors. You can hear like things echoing in there. Uh-huh. And I was laying in this bed, John. I was laying in this bed, you know, as a young sailor. Uh-huh. I'd eaten, I don't know, eight biscuits. It could have been more than that.
Right.
And the yeast that they use in their biscuits rises, and then you eat it. But they didn't fully rise yet.
Oh, okay.
And so I have these pound of biscuits.
Oh, my goodness.
In this young stomach, and all of a sudden, man, those biscuits began to rise.
Oh no.
I know it, man. I'm sitting here in this huge, hollow-sounding, 16-foot, no-door, 15,000-rack, $12 night. And all you could hear was like, oh! They just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm like, I'm going to die!
Oh,
so you cannot say I can't empathize what it's like. To have a baby, because I think this thing was just growing bigger. I mean, it just got bigger. I'm thinking, it's not going to stop. I'm going to blow wide open. And so, I just wanted to share with you.
Did they throw you out?
I got a chance to go to Bojangles Biscuits. But Bojangles Biscuits, Bojangles Chicken, when Don and I were coming back, and but I got good news for you. I had two pieces of chicken.
And how many biscuits?
And I had one biscuit.
Oh, wow.
That's wisdom, right?
It was good. It was good. It was good, but I know better than that now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.